All right, you are listening to KHUM. Joining me via telephone is my friend Marty Coelho from College of the Redwoods. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Yeah, good morning yourself. I'm doing great. You have obviously had a very busy day, and I appreciate
it. It's been a long couple days.
And I appreciate you taking the time. So we all kind of watched with horror as this decision went down, and those of us who work with students who are DACA recipients, you know, our hearts go out to them, and thank goodness HSU and CR are doing something about it. So we've got some workshops happening tomorrow.
Yes, we have workshops happening in both Eureka and Del Norte between 11:30 and 12:30. And then having professors and counselors come in and talk to faculty, staff, and students, just kind of getting a lay of the land on what decisions came out of the White House, how Congress is reacting, what potential next steps might happen at a political level, and then giving an opportunity to folks to really just talk about what they're experiencing at this point, what their concerns are.
Well, I'm really excited. At the Eureka meeting, Ryan Emenaker, he's a professor of political science. I have seen him lecture before. He is the real deal, and he's going to be part of this.
Yes, he's excellent, and it's great to have somebody with his background being able to talk to the students and kind of give a lay of the land for how the political environment might change over here over the next 6 months.
So I know that the chancellor of the California Community Colleges put out a media statement. President Snowflamer forwarded it to all of us, basically that the community colleges remain committed to serving all students regardless of immigration status, providing safe and welcoming environments in which to learn. And there's a lot that we can do to support our students.
Yes, he put out a very strong statement, and our President Keith Snowflamer in the board meeting yesterday made quite a strong statement as well. I think as a district, anytime we see a group of our students being singled out, being treated differently, put into kind of a chaotic environment that would, you know, adversely impact their education, we're going to be very concerned and do whatever we can to provide support.
And we have a lot of support to offer.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, we have around 100 DACA, you know, / Dreamer students within our district. But I just think it's important to remember, you know, these people are not just our students. They're our doctors. They're our teachers. They're first responders in Texas. They're in our military. They're our neighbors. That they're just like us.
They are a big part of our community, and we would definitely miss any one of them.
Exactly.
So I'm really glad that we're doing this. Tomorrow in Eureka and in Del Norte, both the same times, 11:30 to 12:30. The Eureka campus, it's up in the boardroom in the Student Services Administration building.
Yep, and then in Del Norte, it'll be in room D as in dog, M as in Marty, 29.
Yeah, which, you know, the Del Norte folks do know where that is. And, you know, and is this something that's open to the general public as well?
You know, that hasn't been discussed, but I don't think, you know, we are public, so yeah. I don't think that'd be an issue.
If people need to, if they want to find out more, if you're an ally or you're a DACA recipient or close to someone, do come and hear what there is to say. There's an awful lot of good information that's being pulled together for this. And I am very heartened at how quickly our college has responded to this need.
Yes, it's nice to see Humboldt County in general and most of the United States responding in support of our Dreamers.
Yeah, the last poll I saw was over 78% of people are in favor of the Dreamers.
Yes.
So that's a we don't come together like that very many options, you know, or
no,
issues.
No, not nowadays, right? I think it's pretty encouraging. If nothing else, our current political environment is mobilizing Americans to kind of take ownership of their democracy.
Yeah, that is definitely the silver lining. Is there anything else we need folks to know about, Marty? Well, I've got you.
Just the College of the Redwoods supports all of its students and appreciates this opportunity to work and help the community.
You get a bell for that one. Thanks for taking time at your end of your very busy day to talk to us. I do appreciate it so much. And I will see you on campus, I hope.
Sounds good, Amy.
Thank you so much, Marty. Marty Coelho, College of the Redwoods, DACA workshops tomorrow. I'll post this on khum.com as well.